previously on Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Good morning, Angels. Every Wednesday,
Jacaranda FM.
This morning, I would love to introduce you to some very special people. Firstly, the story was came in via angels@jacarandafm.com from Tshwane Haven. Here representing Tshwane Haven is Janine de Villiers. Janine, I'm going to start with you. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. Thank you for your letter. It was all about this inspiring young lady sitting to your right here, right in front of me. Felicity, another Felicity in the studio.
Yay! Felicity's rock.
This one is Felicity Mube. Felicity, nice to meet you too.
Nice to meet you too.
Why did you write to us?
I think, Martin, you know, Felicity is such an inspiration for us at Tshwane Place of Safety Association. She's been there with us from only 9 days old, so she's been with us forever. And she really inspires all of us to, you know, to go bigger and to go forward, even when times are tough and everything gets so down. And I just really want to, you know, try and get her the best life that we can possibly give her.
You know, the part that got to me was the following. I want to show others that your body may be different, but your spirit is limitless.
Yes.
If you can fight, you can too. If I can fight, you can too. How inspiring from 14-year-old Felicity Mube. She wants to become, did I read right? Do you want to become a motivational speaker?
Yes, I do.
I absolutely believe in you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Absolutely. When you said this line here, I want to show others that your body may be different, but your spirit is limitless. That is inspiring there already.
Mm-hmm.
What more can you tell me about that statement?
That, you know, other people who are different can prove them other people wrong. Like, if you are different, I know you can prove other people wrong because they are, sometimes they try to limit you from doing stuff, but you don't want to be limited. So you tell them that you can do it. Like me, some people tried to limit me and say, no, let me help you with this. And I wanted to do it myself because I wanted to show them that I can do it myself instead of needing like someone else's help. Because we might be differently abled, but we can do stuff our own, and we have the confidence by doing stuff our own.
Do you think people are generally more keen to notice and focus on what you can't do?
Yes, I think just because they see you how you are, they think, oh no, you can't do anything at all, or just like, because you're looking at them by they look at you by your image. They don't look at you like
so. I mean, and you can tell us more than anyone else in this room, when someone looks at you and thinks to yourself, you don't have arms or legs, then they start thinking of the things you can't do. It sounds to me like you focus on the things you can do.
Yes.
And what? That there already. I'm motivated.
Yeah, no, literally. I'm sitting here thinking, I need to go and do some stuff.
Do you think more people need to hear this story?
Yes, I think so. Because then it motivates them, because, you know, you think you can't do something, but you actually can. And that's what makes people think. Because, like, they say, no, I can't do this. But you haven't tried. You're just saying you can't do it, but you actually haven't tried yet.
Just tell me something. When you look at other people that would complain about saying or say, I can't do something. If you look at other people and you look at the things that they don't do, but what they actually can do, does it frustrate you?
A little bit, because it's like you're just complaining because you're saying you can't do it, but actually you don't want to do it. You just don't want to try. Ooh. But then at the end you find out you can do it, but then it's like you're just making it an excuse to not do it.
Oh, Felicity calling people out right now all over the country.
Yeah, so true.
And I mean, there must have been a time in your life where you also may have focused on the things you can't do.
Sometimes in life, but then like, I look at something and I'm like, okay. And then I see it. When I see something, I'm mostly like, maybe I can do it. Maybe I can't. But like, sometimes I doubt myself. But then when I try, like when I start doing something, I like, I have to finish it. Like someone tells me, no, Felicity, just give up. You can't do it. And I say no, but I'm going to prove you wrong that I can't do it. Oh. Like there's no can't in something.
It must be awkward for you because it sounds like she's speaking to you.
You have no idea. I'm sitting here thinking, please stop. Please stop. I'm going to do all the things that I said I can't or actually don't want to do.
That's amazing.
And all the excuses I've come up with myself. It's very powerful. And I can completely see you as a motivational speaker.
She looks at a challenge and sees a solution.
Thank you.
Literally.
Yeah.
But it's also worth noting, though, that it does regularly happen that people doubt themselves.
Mm.
That in itself is not necessarily a wrong thing, because there needs to be a moment where you switch over. So we need to acknowledge that it is normal for people to doubt themselves. Mm. It is the done thing. It's the human thing to maybe sometimes focus on the things you can't do. But what you're telling us is make the switch. Right? Because in your life, there must have been a moment where you decided, well, listen, I can sit here and possibly feel sorry for myself. Yeah. And you have all the reason in the world, maybe. But you didn't. You made the switch to be positive, to motivate yourself and other people.
I think even when she was a small black baby and in creche, she used to tell me, like, she could never reach the sandpit. And there was a teacher that made a shovel longer for her so that she can actually reach the sand. And that changed their whole mind that to say, but she can also do these things, like these kids. And I think the more challenges she face every day, the more it's like something in you that you have to face more and more and more. So the more you practice, the more your mindset becomes like, I can do this. So I think from a young age, no one really treated her different. She grew up like with all the other kids in the haven, like a normal kid. There was nothing different that we treated her different. And I think that also made her much stronger.
For me, the irony of all of this is it applies to everybody.
Yes, thank you. Definitely.
It doesn't matter what you look like.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what you can or can't do.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a human thing. You're going to doubt yourself.
Yes.
And you may focus on the things that you can't do and the things in your mind that are your shortcomings.
Yes.
That's a normal thing. And I'm guessing, especially, you know, when you're growing up, you're coming as a child into the teenage years, then young adult, then you join a workforce. There are constantly moments in your life, Felicity, where you doubt yourself. It doesn't matter what you look like, who you are, what your background is.
Mm-hmm.
And you're so motivational in reminding all of us about your story, where you also had shortcomings and you also had challenges that you faced, but you chose to be positive. For goodness sake. What did you say here? If I can fight, you can too. So I understand your frustration sometimes looking at other people who moan about stuff.
Yeah.
And you think to yourself, how old are you now?
14.
All right. So what happens next in your life? Where does a motivational speaker come into this? and what else? What other dreams do you have?
When I'm finished with school and I've started, like, because since I'm starting now with my motivational speaking, and like I'm thinking when I end school, I want to start my other dream goals, like singing and painting. But now I'm also starting. I'm starting to paint and everything.
Oh, yes.
But like at the end of school, I want to also start singing.
All right. Why are you only going to start singing after school? You got to start singing, girl. Now is a good time to do that as well. Listen, don't go away. Amazing story and guest this morning, Felicity Ngube. Thank you very much, Janine, for writing to us. I would give you more about the story. Good Morning Angels will continue just off this.
Good Morning Angels, every Wednesday.
Jacaranda FM.
You write to us, angels at jacarandafm.com. Janine de Villiers did just that. She wrote to us and she represents Trani Haven. Thank you very much again for reaching out specifically about young 14-year-old Felicity Ngube. Just remind everyone, why did you write to us specifically about Felicity?
Martin, I think, just to tell you a little bit of Felicity, she was about 7 or 8 days old when her mother abandons her in the hospital. So she came to us when she was about 8 days old. And she doesn't have arms and legs. So we took care of her. She's now 14 years old. And I think the reason why we wrote is just, you know, to give her also better opportunities in life, to try and match her energy, because she's very passionate and very outgoing. And I think we never treated her different than anyone else. Mm. So we just want to try and give her the best possible life that she can have. So she does have a few medical challenges along the way. But we are starting, like, slowly but surely, there is such a lot of options coming through, you know, operations, maybe arms, this, that. So we are eternally blessed for all these opportunities that is we hope that's still coming. So just to give her also a better shot in life.
I think, well, you mentioned the medical challenges. She was diagnosed with severe scoliosis.
Yes.
That is one of the conditions that you are dealing with and that needs to be treated.
Yes.
I love your quote when you wrote to us, "We raised her like any other child, not shielding her from life, but empowering her to live it fully."
Yes.
I guess any parent's challenge.
Yeah, and that's all you want.
Can't live their lives for them.
Yes. Mm.
But you can equip them.
Yeah.
Mm. Am I right?
Yeah.
Is that what y'all do?
That's what we hope to do. Yeah. We try and do. Yeah. We try and do, really.
That's the mission.
Yeah. It's a miss sometimes.
And when I sit and listen to this young lady's passion and exuberance and just the motivational things that she... If you're just tuning in now, you may have missed the quote, and I just love it so much. Felicity says she wants to be a motivational speaker one day. I want to show others that your body may be different, but your spirit is limitless. Mm. If I can fight, you can too. Mm. And it's obviously quite a close-knit family at your establishment.
Yes, I think our quote normally is we focus on quality and not quantity. So we try and make it not like a center, but a family. And that's why we are also passionate about the kids that we have there, because we truly are like family.
Yeah, yeah. And I've got to credit you for that. I think all of us need to acknowledge the work that you put in.
Thank
you. And you are there, I'm guessing, as parents and teachers and sometimes nurses and doctors.
Yeah.
And everything else. Mm.
I think with Felicity also, Martin, I think it was quite a challenge. I think, you know, even up to today, I think we all think it's brilliant. And she's so, you know, everyone maybe look up to her. But I think we forget that everything is not sunshine for her, you know. Sometimes when we go to the mall, I actually forget that she doesn't have arms and legs. So when I push her in the trolley and we laugh and we talk, and I realize she looks at me and I look at her, and then I realize, like, but people are looking at her. And it makes her feel, you know, like a certain way as well. And we spoke about it, you know, and she said sometimes it makes her sort of upset, but then she realized, like, people just don't have the knowledge how to treat people like that. And that might be something that she would want to get over to children, to people, to say, listen, let's educate kids more and get them more involved with kids with special needs, so that we know how to handle people like this, actually.
Listen, thank you for writing to us.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
You keep doing what you're doing, Felicity. It was so amazing to meet you.
And
I know that there are medical challenges and lots and dreams and hopes going forwards and grades and singing and motivational speaking and stuff. That is why I asked Sula Hajigeorgio, the CEO of Lotto Star, also just to stay back a little bit and hang with us this morning. And thanks for staying behind and being part of this. You're no stranger to Good Morning Angels. What an incredible story.
This is, when I was outside, when we were waiting to come in, I was listening to Felicity, and it reminded me of my daughter, right? At your age, how spunky you are, and your answers back, and you're right, personality, you know, you've got a wild personality, and I can only hope my kids, when I go home, you know, I'm going to speak about you. And, you know, you only hope that our kids also grow up with that type of fearless, in a way, yes, life is sometimes, sorry. But you know, when you wake up in the morning and you keep on going, yeah, that's all that counts, right? Yeah. And you can actually just see some good. That's, you must just keep on going. Yes. Don't let anything stop you.
She's motivated you.
No.
All of us.
I have to go home and refile my brain because, you know, like try and figure out whatever I've been thinking that I shouldn't be thinking like this, and take all the small stuff and take it out of you and just concentrate or live the, you know, the life that you... that you're supposed to, and concentrate on the things that you're supposed to.
100%. 100%. I know that there are still medical procedures that need to be done, and it's probably ongoing. So could we take, could we partner on this as well? How do you feel?
Definitely. Definitely. I know that there is a need for a an operation, am I right?
Yes.
For the sclerosis.
Yes.
We've been working with Dad from Good Morning Angels, and Lotta Star would love to partner with you, and obviously Good Morning Angels, and we'd like to donate 100,000 rand so that you can get your operation. I understand the doctors have come on board. I mean, Janine, you can.
Yes, so the doctors, Dr. Zondag and his team was just amazing, and they're going to do the operation actually for free. So they are like donating their services.
Wow.
He's a spine surgeon, so he's seeing Felicity, and yeah, so we got a long way to go still, so we're still doing some tests and everything, and in the meantime, her back is at 65% scoliosis, so it is quite severe. So also because she, the only way of movement is like hopping or rolling, so it impacts her back quite a lot.
Yeah.
So we would definitely have to look at that. But in the meantime, there is options like a back brace that we can maybe help to not worsen the case, and then with the pain that she currently experienced, so we're looking at that as well.
Okay.
So there, there is quite a lot of things going on. Yes.
100,000 rand. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. It is really a blessing. Thank you so much.
Lotta Star, I've been angels so many times before, and you're an angel again this morning, and I thank you for that. Thank you very, very much, everybody. Felicity, you need to promise me now. One day when you are ready. You need to sing at least onto a voice note and send it to me.
Okay. Yes.
I just want to hear your voice. I'm not going to put you on the spot now, but she said she's going to, she loves singing, and one day after school, I'm like, no. Singing is something you do.
Thank you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. But drop a voice note and say, I want to hear that lovely voice of yours. Because your voice, whether it's singing or just motivational speaking, I think it's going to motivate and inspire many, many people going forward.
Yes.
All right. You keep that smile. And sometimes when you want to frown, that's also okay.
Yes.
You are surrounded by absolute angels. Mm-hmm. It is so nice to meet you. Janine, keep doing what you're doing at Tshwane Haven. All the best with everyone else there.
Thank you very much. And thank you to you guys, at Jacaranda, to Diane. Happy birthday, Diane. Thank you very much for helping us as well. And to you guys as well. It is just amazing. I think people always say thank you, but you can never see how grateful someone really is and how big of an impact it really makes to us. So we are very blessed. Thank you so much.
19 past 8. Good job, angels. Good job.
Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Martin Bester arranged my meetings around his show. I just enjoy his vibe.
Jacaranda FM.